This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross, back with Colin Blunstone. He was the lead singer of the 60s British invasion band The Zombies. Their hits were She's Not There, Tell Her No, and Time of the Season. Their records, outtakes, and BBC broadcasts are collected in a new 4-CD box set called Zombie Heaven. When you first came to the United States on the first Zombies tour, you performed with the Murray the K Show in Brooklyn, and Murray the K
That's
was
right.
like the
yep.
great New York disc jockey. And he'd have these great rock and roll shows in which a lot of rhythm and blues acts and rock and roll acts performed. Who did you share the bill with? Do you remember?
Yes, Chuck Jackson was top of the bill. The Shirelles, Benny King, Shangri-Las, Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells, as they were then. And we had to follow them, and they were wonderful. And they used to bring the house down. We had to go on next. The Nashville Teens, there was another English band on there. There were probably some other acts as well, but I don't remember anymore. But it was a great experience. You know, we did 5 or 6 shows a day, but of course we sang 1 or 2 songs. It wasn't as if you went on and did an hour, but you had to be there from early in the morning till late at night and just go on and do your one song.
So everybody probably knew everybody else's song by the time.
I think they did, yeah.
The
and one of the things that intrigued me was we couldn't go out of the theater because there were huge crowds out there. And Paul Atkinson, our lead guitarist, he left the theater once, and this crowd they didn't mean to do him any harm, but just because they were so big, they backed him up against a plate glass window. And the police came in and got him out. When he came out, he had no shirt on. He was just about to go through a plate glass window. And they said to him, well, listen, we've got you out the once, but if you come out again, you're on your own. So that was enough for us. We just had to stay backstage all day. But then when everyone had gone home, we came out. Normally we go and have a quick beer in the bar next door. And then we get on the subway because we didn't really have any money even in those days. I think we were number one. Nationally, but we still didn't have any money. So we'd get on the subway and people would say, you're going on the subway late at night from Brooklyn to wherever it was, which I think was a fairly tough area. And people were just amazed. But if the fans had just waited a little bit longer, they could have come on the subway with us and probably helped us to find our hotel. I'm sure we were getting lost all the time.
But that's very funny, though, to go from, in just a couple of hours from complete stardom at the theater to complete invisibility on the subway.
I know. But, I mean, it's a crazy business, isn't it?
Yeah,
and
right.
I think you have to learn to switch on and, more importantly, to switch off. Because if you try and live the rock and roll life, I think you'll be in trouble, you know. You'd probably be dead.
Well, let's pause here and play something from the new Zombies box set. And this is a previously unissued recording that you made, I think, at the BBC. And it's a cover of Burt Bacharach's The Look of Love. And you had mentioned before that the band had, toured with Dionne Warwick?
That's right, the very first tour we ever did. And we were fantastic Burt Bacharach fans. I still am a big Burt Bacharach fan. He just writes the most wonderful songs.
Were you thinking of Dionne Warwick when you sang this yourself?
No, because the version I'd heard was by Dusty Springfield, and I think she had a hit in America with that version, but she didn't have a hit in the UK. It's funny how that happens. You know, people can have hits with a wonderful version of a song in one country, and it doesn't mean anything in another country. Very strange.
Now you're hearing the sweet and swinging sound of the Zombies one more time in The Look of Love, written by Burt Bacharach.
The look of love is in your eyes, a look your heart can disguise. The look of love is saying much more than just words could ever say. And what my heart has heard, well, it takes my breath away. I can hardly wait to hold you, feel my arms around you. How long I have waited just to love you. Now that face a look that time can't erase. Mine tonight. Could this be just the start of so many nights like this? Let's make a
The Look of Love is performed by the Zombies on the BBC in October 1967. It's included on their new 4-CD retrospective, Zombie Heaven. We'll talk more with lead singer Colin Blunstone after a break. This is Fresh Air. Back with Colin Blunstone, lead singer of the 60s British invasion band, the Zombies. The very last hit that the Zombies had, Time of the Season, mm-hmm. was from an album called Odyssey and Oracle. It's an album that didn't sell well at all in the United States. And the hit single, Time of the Season, I think was released long after the album had already kind of bombed. What is the story behind why this record came out in the way that it did?
Well, it really intrigues me because I sometimes think that records have a life of their own. Because everything was against this record. We recorded it for CBS Records in London. They'd only just started up. They were quite a small company in London. And they gave us a very limited budget. I think it was £1,000, which even in those days was a very small budget for doing an album. And there wasn't a lot of enthusiasm. We'd had quite a few flop singles. We'd just come back from a disastrous tour of the Far East. And we went into the studio, recorded this album, and there really wasn't a great response in the UK. I don't think in America they didn't want to release it at all. But Al Cooper from Blood, Sweat and Tears was in London, and he just bought a lot of albums, took them back to America, and he wrote the sleeve notes on this album in America, and he just felt that this album stood out from everything that he brought back from the UK. So he alone is responsible for what happened with Time of the Season, because I think CBS had given up on this album. But he said, listen, this is a wonderful album, you must release it. Even then, there were two singles released from this album that did nothing. And the third single was Time of the Season. So everything was against it. It had no right to be a hit. When you think of how major record companies get behind some records or some acts and they put lots of money into promotion and marketing, and probably the band have just come off a huge hit as well. And so you know that something's going to happen with this record. Time of the Season had no right to be a hit, but I'm very, very glad that it was a hit. And even in the studio, I tell this as a story against myself. I didn't really like the song. And I didn't want to sing it. And it had been written more or less in the morning before we recorded it. And I wasn't too sure of the exact melody. And it's a Rod Argent song. And he's very emphatic that when he writes a melody, he wants it exactly as he wrote it. And quite so. I mean, I agree with him. It should be like that. And Rod and I had a set too in the studio. It was in Studio 3 at Abbey Road. And he wanted this song absolutely as he wrote it, and I kept making little mistakes, and I said to him, Rod, listen, if you know how to sing it, you come in here and you sing it. And he said to me, mind you, the language was a little bit richer, I hasten to add, he said to me, Colin, you're the singer, you sing it. And it went on from there. It was quite a fiery moment, but I mean, I'm really glad that he made me stand there and sing it. I would be very upset if I hadn't done it.
Well, let's hear it. This is the Zombies' Time of the Season.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasure.
rich like me. As he take us anytime,
anytime
to show, to show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Rich like me,
has he taken
any time,
anytime
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
That's the Zombies. Time of the Season. There's a new Zombies box set, and my guest Colin Blunstone was the lead singer of the group. So what was the condition of the band by the time this record became a big hit?
Well, Rod Argent and Chris White had been very successful as songwriters for the Zombies and for other artists as well. And I think that had fired their enthusiasm, and they knew they wanted to stay in the music business. And if the Zombies were going to fold, they had no doubts that they were going to stay as writers, producers and artists. But for the other three, I mean, we were really struggling just financially, because our concerts were few and far between, our records weren't selling, and we were quite frankly going broke. And so it was getting more and more difficult for us. On top of that, we had worked absolutely solidly for 3 years. There were no sort of 3 weeks touring here and then 6 months off or something like that. We worked solidly. And just speaking personally, I think I was very, very tired and just a little bit disappointed with the way things had gone, remembering that we started off with a number one hit record, a gold record, She's Not There. And from there on in, we seemed to have gradually slipped down the hill of success, or however one explains it. And so I think, personally, I was feeling very disappointed. And I remember we were having a rehearsal. Rod Argent, Chris White were sharing a flat, and we were having a rehearsal there. And Paul Atkinson said, listen, guys, I just think that's enough for me. I think I need to move on and do something else. And Rod said, well, listen, if one guy's going to leave, I think we should all perhaps get out and try new things. And I said nothing. I just kept my head down and thought, oh, my God, what's happening? And I just went out for a long walk.
When Time of the Season came out, did everybody in the band think, well, maybe we should actually stick together after all?
Well, unfortunately, the band had finished at least a year before Time of the Season was a hit. And in that time, everybody was doing very different things. And in particular, Rod had started his band, Argent, and they'd been in Germany trying to get the band together, and they'd started recording and they were writing. And I'd started a little recording career of my own as well. And really, at the time, it felt impractical for us to get back together again. Again, with the benefit of hindsight, I think it could have been done if everybody had wanted to do it.
Now, this was in the late 60s that the band broke up. Fill us in just a little bit, like a capsule resume of what you've done in the intervening years.
Me personally?
Yeah.
Well, I went back to, I got a regular job after the Zombies. I think I just needed a break from the music business. And people are often quite intrigued that I worked in a 9-to-5 job in central London, wearing a collar and tie and a suit and everything, in an underwriting department of an insurance company. But towards the end of a year doing that, Time of the Season became a hit, and suddenly record companies and producers were ringing up and saying, listen, you've got to record, you know, this is ridiculous, you can't be working in an office. And so just for fun, I started recording again, and I had a small hit. And after that, Rod Argent and Chris White said to me, well, why don't you start recording with us again? And I thought that was a really good idea. And I started properly then as a solo artist. And I had quite a lot of success, but I never managed to have success in America. And it's difficult to explain why. If you knew why you weren't having success, then you would hopefully be able to correct the problem, and then you would have success. But I never had success in America. But in fact, I've had more hit records in England than the Zombies ever had.
Really?
Which people might find that difficult to understand. I find it quite difficult to understand myself, but I've had 7 or 8 hit records in the UK over the years. I did 3 albums with Rod and Chris producing me on CBS Records. Then I went to Rocket Records, Elton John's label, and I did 3 albums for them, which were critically quite well received, but there were no hits on there, which was a shame because Rocket Records was a great idea. They gave you all the finance you needed. This isn't the opposite to Time of the Season. Time of the Season, you know, nothing was going for that, but when I was with Rocket Records, I had an unlimited budget and great players, and I could go anywhere to record, and I had no chart success.
So what are you up to musically now?
Well, I've gone through lots of other phases since then, but at the moment, I'm recording a solo album as we speak. I've signed to a small label called Mystic Records, and I'm working principally with a band that I've toured with last year. I played a lot of live gigs last year, a lot of live concerts last year in England and Europe, not America. And basically, I'm using that band to record an album of mostly my own songs.
Colin Blunstone, it's really just been a pleasure to talk with you. I thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Terry. Yeah, it's been fun.
Colin Blunstone was the lead singer of the band The Zombies. Their 4-CD box set retrospective is called Zombie Heaven. It includes their recordings, outtakes, and BBC broadcasts.